IRIB English Radio presents Viewpoints.
Viewpoints.
With the presence of different scholars.
The presence of different scholars. IRIB English Radio.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Welcome, dear listeners, to your program, The Viewpoint. This is Said Ali, your host, and here we are with dear brother, Sheikh Danis. How are you, dear brother?
Assalamu alaikum.
Good to have you here. And dear brother Muhammad, good to have you here.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah. Good to have you here, both of you. So again, we dedicate this episode to the one of the most controversial, I guess, topic of the this millennium, probably. Women and our sisters' responsibility, their rights. And in this discussion, we want to explore key topics like Islamic views on women's dignity, their roles in families, society, etc., etc. So let's cut to the chase and ask the first question. Dear brother Muhammad, how does Islam guide women in maintaining and strengthening, again, for the sake of the argument and the topic, since we are talking about women and sisters, you can put slash brother to every question that I'm going to ask, but it's mainly focused on women. So how does Islam guide women in maintaining and strengthening family bonds over time? And who put women in charge of this task? Maybe men should work more actively in this regard and, you know, give women more freedom to pursue their interests.
And that's a very important point that you brought up, brother Ali. You see, unfortunately, it has been a trend in many traditional families that the woman works in the house and the man works outside, and there is no interchange between them.
Uh-huh.
As a matter of fact, Islam does not define this. Islam does not have a binary position to say that women home, men outside. No.
But how there would the Prophet who split up the task?
I'll get to you. You brought up the point with Prophet. I'll answer that as well.
Sure.
But let me finish this point.
Sure.
We have cases like Lady Fatima al-Zahra, Lady Zainab. They stood up outside in the battlefield and they protected. They did the role of jihad, but in a different manner, manner that a woman should do it. It's not particularly only specific to home, mm-hmm. but they also fulfill the duties of the home as well. Likewise, there are so many hadith, and this is something very astonishing. Sometimes you'd be wondering whether it's the task of a man to look after the dishes or a woman when you look at these hadith.
Yeah.
That the man should be helping the woman, the father should be helping the mother for the home chores as well, for the household items as well.
Uh-huh.
This is very important and it should not be neglected.
I think by revealing these things, you're losing tons of your followers, male followers.
No, Allah is losing followers, not me. It's the commandment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Prophet. I'm not saying from my own pocket.
Yeah.
This is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Mm-hmm.
We have so many instances where our role models, Imam Ali and Lady Fatima, when they would have guests, it's mentioned that without an exception, Imam Ali would help Lady Fatima with the dishes.
Yeah.
You know, when there is guests, there is an extraordinary level of work that the sisters have to go through. Men do not understand this.
Yeah.
Men should take care of this. Help. And remember, Imam Ali was a house of kirama. It's a house of nobility. They would have a lot of guests.
Mm.
And imagine how many times Imam Ali would have helped Lady Fatima. They would go out in picnics. Sometimes we have a very bad understanding of the imams. They would go out for picnic to decompress that, you know, pressure that might build up in the home as well.
Mm.
That is something that we are neglecting, unfortunately, with the traditional families, unfortunately.
Mm-hmm.
So yes, with regards to the man's role in home, the man also plays a very important role in the home. And there is no binary set of policies to say man outside, woman inside. No, both of them have interchangeable roles as well. Sometimes the sisters have to come out in the society as well. Sometimes the male have to stay in the home and look after some of the affairs of the home as well. But generally, the ahkam and the principally speaking, the sisters are more geared and their tasks are more geared towards looking after the home.
Yeah.
Likewise, the brothers are more geared towards looking after the task outside of the home.
After all, they could interact better with children, I guess.
Yes, basically. So the sisters, like the brother Sheikh Danish mentioned, the hadith about Raihana.
Yeah.
The woman is, the sisters, they are the flowers of the home. And for kids,
they're
you can't
so patient.
have... Yeah, they're patient. They need to.
We go crazy if we stay. Like,
you see, you have to look at it from the responsibility perspective.
Yeah.
Allah Subhanahu wa Taala gave the responsibility of bearing that child in the womb for 9 months to the sisters. Mm. They have gone through that physical struggle to look after. They know that after this child is born, a percentage, a part, a gist of the love that Allah Subhanahu wa Taala has towards His creation is given to the mother.
Uh-huh.
That love towards that incumbent love, I can say. That compulsory love in the heart of a mother to that child. Mm. The father, yes. The father has his own responsibilities, not to be neglected on its own place. But the mother went through this entire stage.
Yeah.
When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about in the Quran, talking about the parents and appreciating the parents, Allah does not mention the example of the father.
Mm.
Though the father goes through struggles, his own struggles as well.
Sure.
But when he talks about the respecting the parents, he brings an example from the mother.
Yeah.
That حَمَلَتْهُ أُمُّهُ, the mother carried that child for nine months and then breastfed that child for 2 years. Right?
Yeah.
Although it's talking about appreciating the parents, both father and mother, but brings an example of the mother. Why? Because the struggles that the mother goes through is something that important, and we shouldn't be neglecting it.
Thank you.
And the last point, you talked about the prophets. You see, why do we consider that being a prophet is the highest form of perfection for a woman or for a man?
Yeah.
Being a prophet is a responsibility. And because of the nature of the responsibility is given to the man.
Yeah.
Likewise, because of the nature of the responsibility of being a mother is giving to the woman. It's very clear.
Mm.
A woman, because as Sheikh Danish mentioned in the previous episode, الرجال قوامون على النساء. If you look at the structure, the built-up of a man and a woman, they're different.
Mm.
And that's why certain responsibilities, certain authorities are in the hands of the man.
Yes.
If you made a woman a prophet, and there is no problem, they have the capacity, not that they don't have, because humankind itself has the capacity of being a being a prophet. But if she was made a prophet, then what happens? She has to be under the authority of the husband.
Yeah.
Structurally speaking,
yeah.
If you look at the ruling part of it, then she is no longer under the authority of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to directly convey the message. She has someone else in the authority as well.
Mm-hmm. Let's delve more into that topic that you brought up here. I do have a question for dear brother Sheikh Danish. And then since that's the last question, brother Muhammad can, add his opinion as well at the end. So maintaining the balance between woman's responsibility within the family and their role in broader social and economic context is easy in theory, right? When we talk about it, it's easier said than done. But in practice, it is hard because there are special people who can handle this, but I guess we cannot have the same prescription for all the women, because there are women who simply enjoy their first role in their family, their simple lives. They just want to be like a simple mother. But when they see all these new waves of feminism, they would feel insufficient. They feel that they are useless and depressed to simply raise their children and defend the family. Bond is strong. So how do you see this issue of demanding effective raising the expectation of women in society as a societal norm?
Right. So as far as I understand from the question, it is addressing how modern expectations from women in society is cognizant with the Islamic values, right?
Yes. We have the same thing. Like, if you remember at the time when we went to school, there were some introvert and extrovert people, and people, the society expect all the people to be extrovert, right? This is the same thing. And those people who were introvert, they were experiencing a heavy task to just put themselves out. And so this is the same thing, I guess, for women. We cannot generalize all women by saying that they should all go and be active in society. Maybe they don't want it.
So regarding this question, we recognize that there is a difference between men and women. And even amongst women, there are certain women who have more intelligence, more ability. They can manage their basic responsibilities towards their children. And even then, they have sufficient time to do different other activities, right? But where I would disagree with this question is that the basic role of both men and women. A man cannot say, because I am such a good businessman, I want to devote my complete time towards my business and I want to forget about my family because it is going to stop me from my work, because I then will have responsibilities towards the family. This is also abhorred in Islam. Or if a person is, for example, a physicist, a scientist, a mathematician, which all these roles can be filled by women. She can be a good mathematician, she could be a good physicist, she could be a good doctor, she could be a good engineer, but she has the first responsibility, as defined by the Holy Quran, is towards her family, right? She has to prioritize here. And the priorities we get from our holy scripture and the Islamic teachings. And the priority of a woman is, if there is a conflict between raising her child, for example, and taking care of her work, right? There's a professional responsibility that a person, a professional person will have, and the family responsibility. Yes. If she can manage with her husband, for example, in such a manner that her child upbringing is not affected by her professional responsibilities, Islam will go on with that, because the tarbiyah or the upbringing part of the child is not being affected. But if a certain stage reaches that it becomes impossible to manage both the things simultaneously, then Islam will prioritize the upbringing of the child, because that pertains to the future generation of the society that is concerned. Islam is willing to forego her professional abilities for example, maybe 2 years, 3 years, and she has to prioritize her
that's
child.
That's the future.
Yeah, because again, she could say that, no, my professional life is at a certain stage. This is the responsibility of each and every woman to decide on their own. But on a general level, what we are saying is that if there is a conflict and you see this conflict, that your upbringing and your family responsibilities, your ability to be a good wife to your husband is being affected by your role in the professional life, then in a majority or 99% of the cases, Islam will go towards the family side. So this is my understanding of it. And I think this is the valid understanding as well.
Thank you so much. Do you think anything has been left to be put in less than 1 minute?
Has given answer very comprehensively. I just like to add two things. So, one is the way that you ask question is also very important. The narrative that you get when you're asking question, you said that how some sisters want to be more adventurous and they don't like the simple housewife thing. Now that's simple.
It's the new fashion.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
It's like a new fashion.
It's a new fashion, Now, that's a very dangerous thing that we need to be very careful about. Now, why do we consider generally a housewife being something simple and traditional and
old school?
No, no. Every child has its own unique upbringing. And it's very adventurous. That's number one. It's very important that we appreciate that. Our sisters, unfortunately, they are underappreciated in our society. They go through lots of struggle in the house, and no one understands. Even their own mothers, even their own sisters, do not understand exactly what they're going through with regard to the children. That's number one. Number two is that Sheikh Danish also mentioned this very clearly, and I'd like to add on that. We have to look at the purpose of our creation and our responsibility towards it. My sister, my brother, when you're when you want to endeavor towards a field, you want to study medicine, you want to study computer science, you want to study Hausa, right? What is your consideration? Are you studying because you like it? It's because of your internal whims and wishes? Mm. Or is it because it's a responsibility from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala?
Yeah.
It's important that we appreciate this. My sister, why are you working? Is it because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded you? Or is it because you want to work? Nafs. Very important to focus on this. Is it because you like? It is internal you. Mm-hmm. It's very important we focus on this. That's why we look at the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even with regards to education, the wife of Allama Tabatabai, she was an educated person, but not through educational institutions. Mm. She was an Allama herself, but under Allama Tabatabai. Al-ilmu nurun yaqdhifuhu Allahu man yasha. Ilm, knowledge is nur, is light, is luminous. Allah brings that knowledge into the hearts of those who He wishes.
So Allah will compensate that in another
way. So when you fulfill your responsibilities, my sister, my brother, Allah will look after the rest.
Thank you so much. That was an interesting topic, and I hope we all be able to strike the balance. Thank you, our dear audience, for your support. Till another episode. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.